Ladies and gentlemen, this is the ambassador of hip hop. I go by the name of DJ MC Dynamax from the Herculoid family, the baby of the Herculoid family from Cool DJ Herc. Also adopted youngest son of Herc and also young adopted son of Africa Bambaata. When I was six, seven years old, my older brother Keith KJ was DJing up in the North Bronx, 227th Street, you know what I mean? And he used to basically play like all the, Cat Stevens, The Dog Was a Donut, As the Beat Goes On by Orbit, Apache, Dance to the Drummer's Beat. And I grew up listening to that in my grandmother's living room. He had like two turntables, sometimes three. He'd be cutting and scratching, and that inspired me. I had an older sister that's 5 years older than me, you know what I mean? And she used to sneak me out to the park jams instead of babysitting me, you know what I mean? Because I was born and raised in the South Bronx. We got different dads and whatnot, you know what I mean? And she would sneak me out to the park jams, and I used to see Grandmaster Flash, Furious Five, Cold Crush, and all that stuff. You know, we got home. My mom basically gave her a beating for that, you know what I mean? For taking me out to the parks, because she was supposed to basically take the baby out the house. You know, I was like, who was that? That's Curtis Blow. You know, because I knew it was those cats because, you know, I got three sisters, and the oldest to bring Curtis Blow and the Sugar Hill Gang records to the house. So when we saw them in the park jams, it was the same music with the same dudes on the mic. So that, I mean, I had no choice. I mean, and then I partially like was back and forth between the South Bronx and the North Bronx. And when I used to take the trains, I used to see the graffiti on the trains. And it was like a big giant, when you're like 7, 8 years old, it looks like a big giant wall moving into the station with the graph on it. And, that's been hit with graffiti, been hit with the DJ MC, been hit with the B-Boys. I love hip hop. And it's like, I watch it transform. And as I saw hip hop kind of like lose its smile, started to get more hardcore, kind of, you know, I just felt like I wanted to do something to preserve hip hop, to be down with it. And every time I had a chance to do any talent shows or perform or rock in school, I did that in elementary schools and high school. And at 12 and 13 years old, I taught myself how to DJ and rhyme at the same time, freestyling. And by the time I was like 16, I had my first DJ group. By the time I was like 18, 19, I had my first hip hop group. I was emceeing and writing lyrics. But I was 20 years old. I met a guy by the name of Zimad, a famous graffiti writer by the name of Zimad. He used to do one lines all the time. He used to rock the one lines. He's like a hidden famous cat, but he's an underrated cat in hip hop. He heard songs I had, a track called Bringing Breaking Back, talking about bringing real hip hop back. You know what I mean? That's when they started calling it Broke Dance. Because after the 80s had ended, people were starting to diss B-boying and start calling it Broke Dance instead of Break Dance. And I had songs called Bringing Breaking Back. And he was like, yo, I love your songs. You make me think about being in the trains back in the days and how it used to be. And I said, yo, if you got any musical contacts, you can hook me up with somebody. He said, my friend Barry Klein, you know, this white woman, this beautiful white woman that used to be dealing with a lot of art galleries and stuff. She had one musical contact with a guy called Monte Cristo, a French guy that was doing management for George Clinton, which is still is to this day. So I hooked up with Barry, hung with her for like a couple of years. And I did a track called It's called AIDS Walk, AIDS Talk. It was inspired from AIDS Walk because my uncle was dying from AIDS and whatnot. And 6 months after that, she connected with Monte Cristo. I started hanging out with this French dude, and he had me connect with a guy called D-Nasty, which is the father of French hip-hop. And he was doing his second album for Polygram. First album he did was with Bronx Style Bob, Rhyme Syndicate. Shout out to the family. And my group was called Produced by New York. We had Speedy D for New York City Breakers that was in our group. Zimad was in our group as well for the graffiti element. Best friend is the Mad Rican, Baja, for the Spanish rap. And D-Nasty did the music, which represented for the Caucasian European side. And I'm representing for the African Native American side of it, just to be like super multicultural. And at that time, represent the four elements. Now it's five. But at that time, it was only four elements before Bambaataa had the fifth. And then D-Nasty invited us to be on his album, and we hooked up with him. Monte Cristo called me one day. He was like, yo, you want to make a record? And I was like, I'm down. This is 1993, November 1993. We went to the studio, D&D Studio, to record. The song is called New York is the Old School, and another track called I Can't Get Enough for Polydor, France, with D-Nasty for his album. He said, I'm a Zulu King. I was like, get out of here, man. This dude's like 6 feet tall. He's a white dude. He said he was a Zulu King. And I was like, he bugging, man. Because I'm from the South Bronx. And I was like, only Zulus I knew was like probably black or Puerto Rican. I didn't even know there was white Zulus. And we made this record, and through 6 months, everybody was asking me, what's going on? What's going on with this dude or those French cats? Are we going, you know, we going to make that record? I said, man, it's cool. It's probably going to happen, man. It's probably slow over there. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't know what was going to happen. I was just trying to play it off. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, he called me back up with Monte Cristo on the two-way and was like, yo, we're going to send you guys a first-class ticket to come to Paris. And we were like, I'm like, lie to me about anything. Tell me Mickey Mouse is coming to my crib, man. Anything. Don't tell me you're going to go to France, man. I didn't believe it. You know, until I actually really spoke with D-Nasty, seriously, I heard his accent. Yeah, you're going to come to Paris, to France. We have a premier class pour toi, for you. So we went overseas, did the tour, and I saw the Zulu Nation in France. It was Arabians, there was Africans, it was all different super multicultural white cats, Zulus. And that's when I found out the Africa Bambaataa had a Zulu Nation in France. And I was like, wow, this is bigger than what we think it is in the block, in the hood. And I didn't know that in 1994 to 2013 or 2014 approaching, that it would make me the American hip hop pioneer to France, to French hip hop. And I recorded on almost every album D-Nasty's made since then. Lived in France, went over there, got a residency card out there, was signed to Universal in France. Worked with everybody from DJ Cut Killer, that's also DMC DJ, which is from D-Nasty's crew, DJ Abdel, Luc Besson, who did the movie Kiss of the Dragon, the Professional. I did some of the music for the trailer for Besson's movie called Yamikaze. Just making records and traveling. While living in France, I met Angela Davis. I did an album for Mami Abu Jamal. The most famous political prisoner was on death row 27 years. Now he's like 29 years. Now he's got life. Did an album for him with 33 artists, including Chuck D from Public Enemy. The list goes on. Produced my first solo album called Equilibrium, which has Lords Underground, Dead Prez, Stickman, Lord Jazz, Do It All, Elder Sensei, Artifacts. The list goes on. Everything is like a snowball effect for me in the music industry. I started DJing for a radio station out there called Generations 88.2, which is like the third biggest radio at the time. From 1999 to 2003, I had Lord Jazz as my guest. Jazz got his own radio show as a spinoff called The Connection. He always shouts that out all the time. So me and Lord Jazz ended up being like the co-pilot to basically the U.S. team to help bridge the gap between America and France. You know, they're the second biggest market, and France used to be the second biggest chapter in the Zulu Nation. They were the second biggest chapter. The first hip-hop TV show was started in France, not Yo MTV Raps. It was with Sidney. He took that picture, that Kool Herc and Donald D, you know what I mean? And DXT's in the photo, by the way, as well. Everybody knows that photo. So there's a lot of history that goes back and forth between the French and America. The label's called Cellular Records, with DXT, they had the song, actually a song with Fat Freddy called Change the Beat, Cellular Records. So the connection between the French, well, that record is like one of the first French hip-hop records. So collaborating between back and forth between the two movements. I got to give a shout-out to my brother, KD, Info Navigator 179. He's now Alpha Navigator. He was the one that basically told Africa Bambaataa about me when I was hanging out with Kool Herc and Grandmaster Cass, did a song with Grandmaster Cass from the Cold Crush. Back in 95, we met in Wetlands at a Cold Crush anniversary, connected in a freestyle. And he was like, yo, I said, I'm representing Kool Herc. Grandmaster Cass, he's like, you need to be down with Zulu, Bambaataa. And I was like, word? I don't really know Bam, but I got mad love for Zulu. And, you know, I had went overseas and did all that stuff and seen Zulu Nation and showed D-Nasty, but I was never in the Zulu Nation. Now, 95, we hung out for about 2 or 3 years. In 98, he went and told Bam about me, gave him a lot of information, and Bam sent him to see me with some Zulu beads and said, we want you to come and join Zulu. And I was like, I had tears in my eyes because I was like, you know, wow, man, that's the biggest honor in the culture of hip hop. Africa Bambaataa named it hip hop. He was the one that assembled the elements together and made graffiti DJ and MC and basically stick together. All the elements that we know, it was Bam that brought it together. Herc did the parties. Big respect to my father, Herc. He did the parties and the elements were there, but Bambaataa gave it structure. He gave it more structure and discipline. And Bam was the one said, we're going to give it a name, be inspired from Keith Cowboy's lyrics and Starsky Lovebug's lyrics with the hip hop bebop don't stop from a rhyme he wrote. And they said, we're going to coin this thing and call it hip hop. Universal culture of hip hop culture, the universal culture of hip hop, the universal Zulu Nation. It's deep. I actually went to Tokyo and rocked with DJ Yutaka in Japan. Yutaka is like one of the fathers of hip hop in Japan. I rock with him on stage, did shows with him. Been to Belgium with Zulu Phil, which is one of the legends out there that basically pioneered hip hop in Belgium. Rock with the Belgian, which is French. They speak French. Rocked in Luxembourg, Italy. With the U.S. Embassy, I got a chance to tour to Africa. This is when being the ambassador for Zulu Nation went a step further. I got a chance to tour, unfortunately, through the Bush administration. That's the only thing I can give Bush credit for, was I went, did 10 tours in Africa and took hip hop and taught about Zulu Nation and Luanda, Angola, Lagos, Abuja, Nigeria, Kisumu, Nairobi, and Kenya. Dakar, Peking, Zingi Shore, Senegal, Nouakchott, Nouadhibou, 5 hours through the Sahara Desert, in Mauritania, Abidjan, Ivory Coast. In the beginning, when I was like 16 or 17 years old, my old man supported me. He paid for the sessions for me to go in to record demos so I can go see Public Enemy and try to get a deal, which didn't happen. But Chuck showed love, but you know, didn't happen. But when I turned 18, my old man was like, you need to get a real job. I love my father to death, but he was just like, you need to get a real job. And I was like, you know what? I believe in this thing. He said, hip hop is a fad. It's not going to really, you know, hip hop is a fad. Jazz music came in and came out and left. And this is what I feel about hip hop. It's here today. It'll be gone tomorrow. I said, it's not like that, because hip hop is a subculture of many different cultures. Dance is never going to die. Art is never going to die. Music is never going to die. And hip hop blends through jazz, through blues, through all these different genres of music. So that was another reason why I was inspired to do what I do now, to be the ambassador of hip hop. You know what I'm saying? But afterwards, I show and prove my point to my father by what I did with my life. And my father is very supportive. My mother is supportive. They see me make money with hip hop as a career. I've been doing this professionally since 1994. How do you stay paid in this thing? How do you make it? How do you live off hip hop? How do you get old with hip hop? This is the challenge for everybody. How do we age with this thing? The gray hairs come in. How do you stay relevant? We have to constantly reinvent ourselves. You heard that before. I'll tell you again. We have to reinvent ourselves. One, two. We have to grow within the elements of the culture itself. Like I don't see me becoming a graffiti artist. But I became a professor. I taught in two elementary schools in Clermont-Ferrand, the center of France, for about 6 years. And from there, I was doing my tours to that little airport and flying out to the world and doing my concerts as a hip-hop professor. The U.S. Embassy tours within 6 years, 12 countries in Africa. I became the ambassador of hip-hop. Now, there's really a such thing as the ambassador of hip-hop. The last two tours I did was under the Barack Obama administration to Namibia and to Congo, Brazzaville. Now, that's basically how we do it. You gotta keep reinventing yourself. I'm still a DJ and an MC. I'm still producing, and now I'm working in film industry. I'm working on my first film. And I'm directing, acting, special effects, my first movie, I'm doing all the positions. I know what it is to be in front of the camera, and I know what it is to be behind it. The first film we're doing now is called The Telebase. It's a movie executive produced by myself and Donald D from Ice-T Rhyme Syndicate. I'm proud to be the youngest member in the Rhyme Syndicate with Donald D. I was nominated in by him and Africa Islam, the producer of Ice-T. I got nominated to be in the syndicate through Donald being over in Europe. I met with Africa Islam and Donald back in 88. Met Donald back in 1988 in Chicago when I was living in Chicago for a little bit. And when they did the Dope Jam tours and stuff like that, I think it was Dope Jam. I don't want to mess that up. I'm not sure if it was the Dope Jam tour. I think it was. But it was torn with Public Enemy and stuff, and I had a chance to connect with Don then. And then we lost contact for some years. Then I connected with him like year 2000, the Zulu anniversary in Brooklyn, and was like, I'm living in France. And then I got drops from him. We got each other number. We start talking. Donald moved to Italy, and then we start hooking up again. And then he said, yo, let's do something together. And I had a thing I was doing for Mamiya Abu-Jamal in Italy. And I called Don and said, would you like to be down with the show? So we did the show together. We did the whole show freestyling and rocking the crowd. And he said, yo, Max, we'll do an album with you. And then he said, you need to come up with a name. So I said, why not the Bronx Syndicate? As a spinoff to the Rhyme Syndicate. So he was like, yo, that's dope. So yeah, we did it. And then Africa Islam thought it was fresh. We were trying to do a tour to Africa, which it didn't work out actually. You know what I'm saying? and Islam was A&R for a label. And he said, Islam said, while we do the tour, it'll be you, me, you know, Dynamax, you know what I mean? And as a matter of fact, it'll be the original Rhyme Syndicate members. So that's when I got nominated to be down with Rhyme Syndicate. I didn't get a chance to really build deeply with Ice directly, but all my, and I'm affiliated, all my affiliation connections all go through Islam and Don. So it's weird, you know, my membership being in the family, but everything you see in my media and press is to basically to bring breathe life back into Syndicate. Whether I'm connected with Law Finesse or connecting with Don, or I'm connecting with Don with Nat the Cat, Mark Live, and I'm meeting everybody online and on Skype, and we're talking. I'm trying to get them to do a Rhyme Syndicate tour. I'm proud to be able to talk to y'all right now and tell y'all what I've done, to say to y'all that there is no way in hell that hip-hop will be over. Hip-hop can never die because it's too beautiful. It's too worldly connected. It's still growing. When I went to a lot of countries, I went to Congo. I was the first American hip-hop artist to go to Brazzaville, Congo. If I'm the first, then the opportunity for Bam and Ice-T to come there next, I opened the door. So there's still countries that still, hip-hop is still being born. In 2013, 14, hip-hop is still being born in countries. They still haven't seen the tours that Europe has seen and Asia has seen. Chuck D said, we want to take hip-hop to Africa now because it's the untouched market. So if there's still an untouched market, there's still this new turf. And it's 53 countries, countries. To our 50 states, there's 53 countries. It's huge. So hip-hop is still being born, which means the opportunity for us to grow and do new things, to teach, to bring all the elements there. You have no idea. I'm 41, I'll be 42 in January, and I'm waiting to see all the new young ambassadors coming out. My man DJ Lord Jazz, he's like a big brother. My niece DJ Glow, she's 8 years old. She's DJing, she's rhyming, and she's a B-girl. All at the same time, she's doing all of this stuff, man. And she's rocking on Serato, all of that. She's gonna be, and she's French and American, speaking both languages. The new ambassador of hip hop. It's gonna look like that, doing all the elements combined in one. We have a beautiful future coming up. Excuse me for messing up and slowing in my words. I'm very excited. You know, there's a giant path for the culture of hip hop, man. There's so many things that we can do. New elements to expand on. Big shout out to the Temple of Hip Hop at KRS-One. I'm just trying to set up shop, man, basically for the babies, you know, and for the pioneers. It's about creating a foundation. We need insurance companies for the pioneers. They need health insurance. I don't want to hear about Ku Hurt got sick and we need to get Russell Simmons to bail him out, or we need hip hop to bail. No, we need to set up something for Bam and for Grand Wizard Theodore and Jazzy J and all of them. If they get sick or anything happens, if there's an accident, there's a hip-hop hospital. You know, this is what needs to happen. We still need a building for Zulu Nation. We're trying to work on that now. For New York, we already got two in Seattle. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of things, you know, there's a lot of things. Before I close, I can't close it yet. I can't close the door and say, yeah, okay, I'm leaving behind. No, we're still building right now, you know. I just want to send the word. I'm speaking in the present time. And in this present time, we don't have this right now. And I was telling people, go out, get involved. We need you to donate money to the culture. Get involved. There's a lot of rich people in hip hop. There's a lot of rich people that's not even in hip hop, but the fans are it. We need y'all to get inspired. We need to build things. Big shout out to my big brother, Super TC Islam. Now he's Grandmaster Super TC Islam. He was just nominated to the next level. He brought me into Hip Step Massive, the drum and bass junglist crew. We are massively taking over. This is a whole new movement we're bringing forth. You understand what I'm saying? Big shout out to Jamalski. We got a lot of heads coming forth. I represent the French side of it, from the stuff I did in France, bringing it, the jungle side in it. But Hip Step Massive, man, be on the lookout, man. We coming through. This your man, Dynamax, in the building. Peace.